in the 60s, it really moved. The 60s now started with first big classic of the 60s. It was Tuesday Weld. The end of the 50s, I looked at her, she played in Dobie Gillis, I looked at her pictures, and I wrote this song to her about 1960. Her picture was on my bedboard. Oh, was she gorgeous. 16 years old. Well, this song in 1960. Dear Tuesday, I am writing this letter just to say that you are here beside me in pictures every day. To think that you're so near me, even though we're miles away. When I awake each morning, my dreams are all of you. From noon until the evening, they linger all day through. And in my dreams, I dream that you are dreaming of me too. Dear Tuesday, oh, how I adore you. Your picture's on my bedboard, and I think of you every day and night. Oh, you wonderful young angel. Well, the most important message this letter has to say, I've had to write it over in my own special way. I'd like to say I love you, darling, dear Tuesday. I had the pleasure, 8 years later, 1968, thank God the Christ, and Warren Beatty, who heard this song, and then had me meet Tuesday Weld. In that time, because it was 8 years later, she was 24, she was still wonderful, but she was great at 16. And I can honestly tell you that she was with her husband then. Elsa Lancaster was there, the wonderful wife of Charles Laughton. They all rest in peace. And it was a great moment to sing that song to her.